what a perspective you had in Morgantown over the weekend. Remember what they're about 12-1 to win the College Baseball World Series, now down to plus 750. Jensen, tell the people what that experience was like.
Unbelievable. And a first in program history for Steve Saban's head coach there for the Mountaineers, Omaha bound. And what perspective he had, Dave, he kind of reflected for the first time on the journey and what the historic super regional win in Morgantown meant to him and the program.
So excited for the fans. This is a state, I always talk about it. It's just like one of those states where it means more and it feels different, and you feel like this unity with the people and the fans, and you feel like you provided them something special, right? I'm jogging out to the third base box, and people are screaming, thank you. And you're like, I'm just going to work, like, thank you. Like, I'm just appreciative to be here and be able to have an opportunity. And so you just have people where it, like, really means something to. So when you're belting country roads at the top of your lungs and you're looking up there and you're seeing the excitement in their faces. And, you know, after the regional, when I was looking up there, there's just, like, grown-ass men crying in the stands. You're going, like, I think this is impacting somebody, right? And you couldn't ever want anything more than to make an impact on somebody's life and to be meaningful and for what you do to be meaningful. So this state provides all that.
Jensen, when you hear that, and again, I know my family, a lot of them coming from West Virginia, you had to feel that there as a broadcaster, right? And again, I know it's going to sound trite for some fan base. Oh, it just means more, but it really, it does. You can see the way the effect it's had on him personally and certainly the program to give back to the state. You got that sense at Morgantown?
Oh, I mean, I was talking with Ren Baker, athletics director there at West Virginia, and we were texting back and forth on the way back home for me. And he's like, buddy, you're an honorary Mountaineer, you know, from where you were. David, it is a privilege to be able to tell the stories and for context. Both the wins over Cal Poly were blowouts. You know, I mean, there was never drama. Just the 90-minute rain delay on Saturday was really the only thing that slowed down West Virginia this entire weekend. But to knock on the door a couple of times in Super Regionals the last couple of years, they lost to eventual national champion LSU last year in Baton Rouge. They finally host this year for the first time as a Super Regional host, and to be able to do it on your home soil. I told you this early in the week, coming home and getting a couple hours sleep after what I witnessed on Monday night. It's not only gone viral. Dave, we had Pat McAfee front and center right next to Rich Rodriguez, head coach of the football team, slamming beers, just being Mountaineer faithful and just living it up. Dave, so much so the program impacting it, not only with the trip to Omaha. Pat McAfee is going to do a show from Omaha. And just to raise not only the spectacle of the team and the university, but that's a huge get for college baseball. We know how many millions of people watch that show. So that's huge. As it stands now for our audience, Dave, we still have two tickets to punch. And we had rain not only through the weekend in a lot of the part of the country, but it also affected last night's two super regional games. Right now, Alabama in the eighth inning, they're in the bottom of the eighth. They lead St. John 7-2. If Alabama gets that home, they will also punch their ticket to Omaha, as will Oklahoma, who is up 8-1 in the bottom of the third. That's the Lawrence Regional. Oklahoma already has one win in pocket, a win for them, and they will be the final team in as well. What we already know, Dave, West Virginia and Troy, North Carolina, Ole Miss will play Friday's opening games. Times to be determined. I would imagine the way it's gone, West Virginia and Troy would be that first game of the afternoon. North Carolina, Ole Miss will be the nightcap. I have one future remaining. It's Ole Miss. It's 60-1. And as you can see, they're down to 8-1. And I got to tell you, we were this close to having Southern Cal, who I had at 50-1. If they could have closed it out yesterday against North Carolina, we would have had a massive future guaranteed to be 1-0 through the opener. But hey, beggars can't be choosers here. I got to tell you, I told you early in the week, I thought there was really great value on West Virginia, 12-1. I still think it's there, Dave. If you want to hop in on West Virginia plus 750, they feel like team of destiny stuff. They have great pitching. Their hitting is just going bananas right now. And in that part of the bracket, So the winner of West Virginia Troy will play the winner of North Carolina Ole Miss. So there is certainly a lot to like about it. Georgia and Texas will match up on Saturday. We know that matchup, if you like home runs, the Georgia Mississippi State Super Regional was drunk. I mean, it was ridiculousness on so many levels. Daniel Jackson, the power hitting catcher, who's probably going to win the Golden Spikes Award as the best player in college baseball. He hits the go-ahead 2-run homer in extra innings. They end up getting it home. Dave, Georgia's going to be a handful. But I think that opening matchup against Texas, you want a little Saturday night fever in Omaha, that is going to be a ridiculous one for that first matchup on the other side of the bracket.
It's funny. I actually was back in the Nashville airport at the end of my excursion yesterday, coming back from Vegas. And that, when I saw that in a nearby bar, the swing and the reaction he had, and it stopped me dead in my track. I literally stopped and went, oh, I gotta see that replay. I mean, that was a shot, and I had no idea after going back and watching it how that game played out, the wildness of that one there. But what a shot to get that one home for the Bulldogs. Let's look ahead a little bit to Major League Baseball here, what we're going to get this week. Some of the series beginning today, we get the Mariners and the Orioles. Red Sox and Rays, interesting one there in the AL East. For the Rays, feel like they're starting to slip a little bit on their handle there. And the Yankees against the Guardians, and life without Aaron Judge as that continues there. In the American League side there, and by the way, the Blue Jays hosting the Phillies, two teams, certainly the Phillies back to five games over, and the Blue Jays starting to get better. What do you make of the Sox and the Rays here as they begin this one down there at the Trop?
Yeah, going to be an interesting series just from where Tampa, as you alluded to, has slipped a little bit. No real feel on this game. There are two, though, that I do like. The Astros and the Angels. I know team in Houston that you've wanted to kind of keep your eye on.
Yep.
The Angels are 9-14 as a home underdog this year. And the way that Spencer Arrighetti has pitched this year, Dave, I like this spot to back the Astros as an away favorite. So a road fave for the Astros. I got a $1.21 on the money line for Houston. So I do like that a lot. Speaking of a team that's rolling, the last seven starts that Kyle Harrison has made for the Milwaukee Brewers, Milwaukee is 7-0. Not getting in front of that train. Let's take the Brewers as a road favorite, in which they are 17-6 this year, Dave. Milwaukee minus $1.51 to win it against the Athletics in Sacramento later on tonight.
Milwaukee with the most wins in the month of May, and they just keep on rolling in the month of June. It was like no slowdown so far here for the Milwaukee Brewers. A couple teams, too, that I feel like are going in the other direction here. The Reds beginning a series against the Padres. Mets took 2 out of 3 against San Diego over the weekend. What do we make of those teams big picture here? Because, you know, we knew it was going to be tough for the Reds to get off to a great start. And then without Hunter Green, and then you lose De La Cruz. And I made mention of that last week, that I thought that was really going to impact them. And it feels like it really is. Is there just too much now for star power for Cincinnati to kind of stem the tide here? Because it feels like it's going against them right now.
Not necessarily, but certainly they got to get healthy. And, of course, not having Ellie De La Cruz, a huge, huge hole in their lineup. I actually do like the Reds tonight. Andrew Abbott against Walker Buehler. This feels like a nice, sneaky road underdog spot for Cincinnati, seeing about 24% of bets, but about 53% of money on Cincinnati at plus $1.15. Total-wise, I think this one also could be a bit low scoring. Opened at 8, was bet down to 7.5. Back up to 8, but I still think the under would be the play there. Again, Walker Buehler has been really solid at the bottom of the Padre rotation. They've kind of needed him to step in big time there. But I do think the Reds, a live dog on the road at Petco Park later on tonight.
And my two picks to have the best record in the month of May, they're off to good starts. I took the Royals. They already have 5 wins in the month, which is really, they have a day off today. Before beginning a series tomorrow. And they're going to be going up against the Rangers, who have suddenly gotten hotter as well. And by the way, those two games that the Royals have lost so far, they led by 2 runs in each of them. And they almost blew a 6-1 lead in the 9th last night. That bullpen is so dicey. But again, kind of starting to round into form. They're still, what, about 12 games under 500 here, but a nice start to the month for the Royals. I'm looking at bottom feeders to see if they can get off the deck a little bit. And the Metropolitan is going to begin a series against another hot team in the Cardinals coming up there to Citi Field to begin a series tomorrow. But the Mets playing better baseball again, blew one against the Padres. They had a lead in as well, but still took 2 out of 3. Speaking of New York and Connecticut, the great Will Hill will join the program next, and I'm sure he has a lot of thoughts on what we're going to see in Game 3 tonight at the world's most famous arena. That's next right here on VSiN by the Books.